Engenharia Rádio. Reportagem.
Tell me a little bit about all this, because this, like, there are so many influences, so many dynamics, there's so many layers. It's so intense, and you can hear a lot of stuff. You've been really wondering, and you found a lot of things. And you even, on one of those songs, you have a take on Claire de Lune, I think. You use the harpsichord a lot too. And just tell me how you cook all this in this amazing pot, because I think we're all overwhelmed here.
Well, is that the only question?
I don't know what to think yet.
Very long question. In terms of harpsichord, I bought harpsichord music because I was talking about matters in Europe. If you talk about Europe and music, European music, you think about Baroque music, you think about classical music. So I thought that it was appropriate that I put a special instrument, and one that we all know in it. I love it myself, but it's not my favourite instrument. That's the reason why I put harpsichord in there. In terms of the music, I didn't quite get your question because it was going everywhere. So what can you just say in a simple sentence?
You picked up a lot of influences. Yeah. Like when you put a music together, when music that has so many dynamics, it goes up, it goes down, it has harpsichord, it has synthesizers. You know, when you're composing it and then recording it, did you have it all in your mind?
Of course not. It started from what's called the idea that we're all aliens, and that we need to realize that we're from everywhere. We're not just from one place, like Portugal. And I got this idea when I was going to America. And I got a visa called an Alien of Extraordinary Ability Visa, A1 visa, O1, sorry, visa. And so when I went to America, I thought it was right to start writing like an alien, and as a human alien, to somehow, actually, if anything, actually make fun of the fact that I'm being called an alien by the Americans. So that's how it all started. And I wrote it as a play first, but because I'm not a playwright yet,
yes.
It doesn't take a year to be a playwright. It takes years. And I admire Oscar Wilde and Samuel Beckett, and these guys did it for years. But anyways, I thought the best way to make people understand where I was coming from was by writing it like a play, so that I don't point fingers at people, but rather let people choose whichever part of the story that they want to choose, instead of writing a very political album and point fingers at certain leaders of our countries.
You do a little bit, so not the last song of the album, the one before.
Quintessence.
Yes, we don't have the one yet.
Quintessence. Yeah. The one with the piano.
Yes.
What about it?
It is very political, isn't it?
Certainly not. I think it's much more human than
anti-politics.
obviously you have the right to say whatever you want to say about my music, but I think that for me it's very human, and I say war, but it doesn't mean it's political, it means it's true, and we're facing at this particular moment. So you know, saying war and peace isn't political for me. But yeah, I mean, I'm trying my hardest to somehow write something about my time and not at the same time sound like an idiot. You know? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. So.
I think you
achieved
it perfectly.
Thank you very much.
Can I ask a question?
Listening to your album, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
And was there really a Billy the Bully, or did you just, like one of the songs, is it Billy the Bully?
Was it,
Someone to someone specifically, or?
Yeah, certainly. When I was a kid, I was bullied in school. Mm-hmm. And when I grew up, I read some non-fiction books about bullying. One of my favorite writers is Donald Winnicott, who wrote extensively about bullying and compared it to war. And the fact that children, when they get bullied in school, they come back home and they can't tell their parents. The reason why they can't tell their parents is because they're scared of their parents. They somehow worry that if they tell their parents, the parents will either, what's it called? Exactly, or will go to school and tell their headmaster. And in so doing, that in itself is also bullying. Therefore, the child isn't just bullying. The child isn't just there, what's called a bullying in school, but also at home. I thought that if I were to write a song about our time concerning Aleppo, I thought that it was best for me to relate to it by talking about children, because obviously we've seen numerous times in videos and heard a lot about what's going on in Aleppo, what's been going on for years. Of course, one could obviously feel sorry for what's called old people and older people, but I think that since kids didn't choose to come here, that it was appropriate that I really focus on kids and realize that when I was a kid and when I was getting bullied, I was, you know, traumatized. And even till this day, sometimes when I see kids in a corner from school, sometimes I'm a bit scared because I think that they might laugh at me or you know, or do something to me. So most of the time I cross the pavement to the other side, you know? And I'm 28 years old. Yeah. So comparing that to children in Aleppo who, what's called, most of the time have their parents killed or in exile, and they have to somehow choose whether they'll be part of ISIS or not, is something that I think when they get older, and even if they escape Aleppo, won't be able to somehow live a normal life, like all of us. So I felt that, and also, the reason why I wrote that song is to also let other people in England and Europe to relate to such things by bullying, because in England, school, people, a lot of kids are bullied in school. Bullying is like really of the top, what's called a problem in England. So that was the best way to somehow write a song about how I felt about Aleppo.
It's a great song.
Congratulations. Thank you. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Next.
Hi. Congratulations on the record. It sounds lovely. My question is picking up on the question that Anna asked, and there's that song about Billy the Bully, and then there's the next song talks about Harry's friend who had a pen or something, and it kind of brought to me images of childhood. So I was wondering if you thought about your childhood a lot while writing the record and other songs on the record. I don't know if that was an influence.
Yes, I did, but I also didn't want, as well as I wanted to be personal, as well as I wanted it to be personal, I still wanted people to choose, like what you just said, about how you listened to Paris Wall Blimey after Panther at Liverpool, and you know, you had your own, what's called an interpretation of the song. I think that it is obvious that I personally won't create anything if it means nothing to me. So, of course it is personal, but I really try my hardest to not make it very personal.
I did relate to it because I was also bullied as a child, so I also felt my own experience.
Can I ask you what you did about it? Can I?
I went home and I didn't do anything for a while. I wouldn't tell my parents. And then I just hit the tipping point and I just had to tell them, and I felt so much better.
Yeah, well done for telling them. I was too scared to tell them. But I suppose the thing is to, if you've got a lovely, we've got lovely parents, and I'm sure all of you, most of you are parents, parents have to ask their children how if they're all right. If you're a really great parent, I think you can recognize and realize that your child is being bullied. I don't quite get how parents cannot realize and do something about children being bullied. It's crazy. It's insane. You know? My parents did, maybe because maybe I was a bit too rebellious and I didn't really care about what they thought. But I think that's the real issue. Me, I'm not really concerned about what's been bullied at school, because in most cases it will happen. But at home, I think a child should come back home feeling protected and safe.
Next.
Hello, Anthony. How are you doing? So my question is, facing second album is always a huge challenge for musicians, or at least that's what they say. So, especially...
Can you say that again? Sorry.
I was talking about the second album, when you're facing the second album, especially after the huge success of the first one. So, did you feel any pressure at all when it comes time to write the songs for the new one?
I didn't, because I felt that I had something to say. So I felt that for the first album, I really was all about myself and my life in mostly Paris. So it was past. So after the first album, I had to now think to myself, okay, well, Benjamin, you've talked about yourself, and you told people about your story. Maybe it's about time you told other people's story. It's about time you talk about the time story, you know, and what we're all facing. So when I was inspired by that visa, the American visa, it triggered a lot of what's called things for me to say. So, and obviously, when you have things to say, you don't think about what people think, because it's here, and you just want to get it out. So I wasn't really concerned about which awards I'm going to get eventually, or who is going to interview me, or how many people are going to come to my show. It wasn't much of an importance to me than what I wanted to say. But of course, now, quite a lot of people do. I suppose it's nice to see that. But yes, I've heard a lot of people saying that. I do think that for my next album, I'll find it very difficult. I think so, because I have nothing else to say.
And another one, not in this new album, but on the first one, just see a little bit of Jeff Buckley. Are you a fan of you know his music?
Jeff Buckley.
Yeah, just remind me a little bit on a few songs of your album, of the first album. Are you a fan or you know his music?
I know Jeff Buckley, but not personally. I know some of his work, but I wouldn't say that I, you know, he's an influence. I wouldn't say that, but I it's a shame that he left too early. But he did do great music. That's all I can say. Thank you if you think that you heard something. Send that to Joe Buckley's music. It's a great compliment for me. But I wouldn't say that he's of great influence. Thank you.
Hi, Marie. Sorry for the accent. I had a lot of questions about the harpsichord because in France, you know, it's used like to be played with the kings, and like it's seems to me like an instrument from the party with the king and everything.
Napoleon.
Yeah, party like Bonaparte. And from the album, it seems like between the first with more with piano. And the second one is more article. It seems like redemption or just looking for the evolution. There is something like that?
For me, the reason why I really use the harpsichord as a topic lately here is that, you know, it's European. We're faced a tough time right now, as we speak, of whether United Kingdom will leave Europe economically. And of course, they're not going to leave them as leaving someone in a relationship. But it seems like the best way for me to write songs, write an album about my time as of now was to use an instrument like the harpsichord, because it's a European instrument, and because of my, you know, I can't just sing with my words. I have to use instruments that helps my that will help my word go to another place, the place that I want it to go. And you know, when I use it in songs like God Save the Jungle, I use it part of the left field. I use the harpsichord in Better Story Than Safe. These songs are ideally and really about what's happened in Europe. So I might be autistic in that way, but I just felt that those songs had to have harpsichord in it. Of course, it's a great instrument, and it's a very difficult instrument to play. But you know, I try to make sure that and also, you know, at a certain moment you get bored with playing the piano. You want to play another instrument. So these, all of it together, the reason why I use harpsichord. Of course, some people told me what you're telling me, which is that it was used in castles, and what's it called, palaces of Napoleon and Henry VIII, and so on and so forth. But for me, if anything, it actually makes it more worth it, because it's doomsday, I suppose.
But it seems like on the piano it's more like a chamber instrument, and the harpsichord is more like outside or in a bigger room. So there is like a movement, like of picking or just to play something.
See the last thing again?
It's just like it's not the same instrument. Like the piano could be like in a chamber or in a room, and the harpsichord more like in an open space.
Yeah,
so I see more around. And
yeah, I suppose the harpsichord is very clingy, so it sounds louder and it sounds, you know, it grabs more attention. But the piano, you have to somehow meet the piano in the middle and you know, played together harmonically, whereas the harpsichord, so the harpsichord is more like, you know, always, you know, it's like a dog, you know, always barking, you know, all the time, you know, asking for attention, 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 and there's an alarm, I suppose, it's an alarm. That's why every song that had the harpsichord, it always started first. The harpsichord always started the song that it was meant to be, because it's meant to, I mean, I'm talking about Aleppo, I mean, why, of course I wanted people to hear what I'm talking about. So, playing the piano, the beginning, of course there was a piano in the beginning, but harpsichord leads it, because for me, I wanted it to be the voice of the whole album. And of course, you know, I also get bored when I do the same thing over and over again. So I thought that it was appropriate again to use, if anything, the harpsichord, which is not very far from the piano, but it's still different, I suppose.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Last one. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Go ahead. Hello. My name is Sandra.
Hello, Sandra.
Congratulations for the album. This is not your first time in Portugal. And the other one, the other two, went very well. What is your expectation in relation to the concert tonight? Concerning that you are in a very special and unique festival.
That's a very nice question. I'm not saying your question right now. Can you ask it again, please? No, I mean it.
What do you expect from the concert tonight?
Portugal, I don't quite understand why I'm sitting here and doing this interview with so many journalists. I don't quite understand yet. I would want it for everywhere, but I think the Portuguese people maybe we are quite similar. Maybe it might be in your culture to recognize my kind of singing. You know, if you look at Fado, if you look at Bossa Nova, if you look at Latin music, if you look at if I see the places I played when I came over to Portugal, these beautiful theatres and the Great Coliseum, you know, it's quite hard to find these places in a lot of places. So Italy has that, and France a little bit, but there's not a lot of that in England, and there's not a lot of that in America. So for me, it seems like you know, your culture is you know, embedded in music, a very what's called sentimental kind of music, music that is very melancholic, and music that it's, it's almost like you're having a conversation with the person that you're singing to, and it's romantic. It can be very scary, but you know, that's what I see Portuguese people as. So of course I'm very shocked. The first time I played here, you know, it was all packed, and you know, I was blown away. But right now, I'm starting to believe that possibly I've found the people that I've been looking for a long time. So I'm more than happy to maybe come and live here, and not go anywhere else. You know, to stay here and play and talk to people, and you know, and because you somehow understand me. Which is what I wish for every place I go, but it's not the case. But yeah, I'm more than fortunate. I'm very fortunate to be understood by the Portuguese people.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. That's it. Obrigada a todos.